At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Quote, we are back at it again, and there will be no more Derrick Rose rumors. At least for a little while. Derrick Rose has agreed to a contract to join Team Dysfunction. The Cadavers have added Derrick Rose, so we'll talk about this. Now, over the past couple of weeks, Derrick Rose has been connected to a number of NBA teams. If you pay attention to this kind of stuff, he's been the nomad, traveling around, essentially begging for work by the side of the road. There was the Milwaukee Buck interest. In fact, Derrick Rose, according to some, wanted to play for the Bucks, so they didn't want him. Then Derrick Rose wanted to play for the Clippers. They didn't want him. The Lakers were interested in Derrick Rose. He didn't want to play for the Lakers. And instead, the former MVP, after all those teams kicked the tires on D. Rose, he ends up going to ride LeBron James' coattails in Cleveland, at least for 1 year. Clearly, the demand, while there was a number of teams that were mentioned, I think it's accurate to say, that the amount of actual money that was being offered was not very good. So I want to play the game Fill in the Blank with Derrick Rose. Always a fun game, Fill in the Blank. It's a lot of fun. Now, Derrick Rose signing with the Cavaliers is blank and blank. We've got to fill in the blanks. Now, I will go first here. All right? Again, Derrick Rose signing with the Cavs, blank and blank. It is a bridge to nowhere and uninspiring. That is what Derrick Rose to the Cavaliers is. And here's why. Number one, Derrick Rose, we know, as we have documented time and again over the last couple of weeks when Derrick Rose's name has come up, we have pointed out that this is not the MVP Derrick Rose, right? He is a shadow of what he had been, floating along with the Knicks last season. Now, if you are a low information fan and you just look at the raw data, and you say, well, Derrick Rose averaged 18 points a game. He had 4.4 assists in Gotham last year. that's not terrible. The problem is he didn't really make a mark. Last season, Derrick Rose, much like he's been in recent years after the injuries have caught up to him, a poor three-point shooter, and he doesn't play defense. Defense is optional, which makes you, in the modern NBA game, not very valuable. Right? Those are crucial parts of the way the NBA has played, winning NBA basketball. You got to make the three-point shot, and you have to be able to play at least a little bit of defense. It's hard to imagine that Derrick Rose is going to flip a switch in Cleveland. Now, that said, pretty much everybody that has been on a team with LeBron James has looked better with LeBron than without. It's the glow of winning. And we have pointed out many times that Derrick Rose, in small doses, you can handle. It's kind of like hard alcohol. You can handle hard alcohol in small doses, but if you drink the whole bottle, you have to go to rehab. That's the problem. You got everything in moderation. And even Derrick Rose, you got to have it in moderation. Now, the pundits believe this is a chance for Derrick Rose to have a resurrection in a Cavs uniform. Do you believe that is possible, is plausible, that D. Rose will put on different laundry and all of a sudden the light will go on and everything will be great? It'll be like he's back in Chicago, the MVP, a few years ago. The odds of that happening are, let's go, less than 20%. I'm being very generous. Now, why is it so low? It should be lower than that even. But as the bookmaker, I got liability, so I can't set it too outrageous. Because even if Derrick Rose shows flashes of what he had been back in the day with the Bulls when he was the most valuable player, it's an illusion. It's a mirage. Simply a product of playing alongside LeBron James. So the idea that he is going to rehabilitate his reputation in Cleveland, and then he'll be good to go and get another $100 million contract. At this point, after what happened with the Knicks last year, this is a bridge to nowhere, is what it is. Once he leaves the side of LeBron, Rose, the same questions are going to pop back up. You're going to have to ask whether or not he knows what he's doing and can handle playing where he is not on a team with a great player, because chances are that's going to be the way it ends up. Now, number two, the Cavaliers, as Kobe Bryant would say, are flying through some dark clouds right now, with Kyrie Irving unhappy, LeBron James in a position to leave after this season. You've got Dan Gilbert doing some Looney Tune things as the owner, some bizarre things. So the big roster addition, as here we sit with most of the heavy lifting done, most of the construction is done. Now it's pretty much window dressing what happens the rest of the way. That's typically how it goes, the NBA calendar. As things wind down, vacations wind up, and we forget about the NBA and get ready for football, and we focus only on football, and then we go back and check on the NBA right around Halloween. Then we leave the NBA alone, and then we come back to the NBA around Christmas. That's typically how the calendar works. So there's like interest in it now, but that's waning. The big roster transaction at this point has been Jose Calderon and Jeff Green. That is who the Cavaliers have added. Now they throw on top of that the brittle body of Derrick Rose, and this is, again, an uninspiring period of roster movement for the Cleveland Cavaliers. They certainly have not won the offseason. The bottom line, though, is this. There is a chance, I think there's a pretty good chance the Cavaliers will trade Kyrie Irving, that'll be the big bombshell, that they're not going to just make him and force him to come back and play if he doesn't want to be there. If that does happen, depending on the haul and return, Derrick Rose could actually start in Cleveland. For example, if Kyrie Irving is traded to the Knickerbockers for Carmelo Anthony, there's a scenario where Rose ends up being the starting point guard. Now, there's also a chance the Cavaliers trade for someone like Eric Bledsoe from Phoenix, and then you would see that Bledsoe be the starter and Rose would be getting scraps in terms of playing time. He'd be maybe a sixth man. Maybe that, maybe not. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Edmund Dallas, Steamboat Willie. Garcia is somewhere in the building.
I would have said hello to you, but you had the door closed to the little room you're in there preparing for the show.
Well, I was doing very important things
there. I'm not saying you weren't. I'm just
saying. The door actually closed. I felt there was too much effort to reopen the door when I went in.
I understand. It's a very heavy door.
I felt like I would just leave it closed. And that way, Coop.
You like your privacy.
Well, I did it for Coop because Coop, it's very awkward. Now, Coop feels like he has to say hello when he walks by, but he usually walks almost all the way by me and then says hello. So I wanted to avoid Coop having the uncomfortable, I've got to say hello to him.
Well, I was very generous of you.
So I just closed the door. That way Coop could walk by and not have to have any kind of greeting. There's no greeting needed. And when the door is closed, you don't have to say hello.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Coop. I did it for – I look out for Coopaloop, Eddie. I do.
I know that about you. You love looking out for other people.
I know Coop. I can see his mind spinning around like, I really don't want to say hello to this guy. But I kind of have to because there was a bit on the show and he was upset with me, so I have to say hello to him. And so it's uncomfortable is the word. That's the word. So I helped Coop out. I left the door closed. So
don't take it personally. I don't say hi to anybody.
No, I understand that. I understand that. Yeah.
By the way, the lights are also off in the little update room that that Ben's in.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say setting the mood. I'm just letting you know that you like to be in dark places.
Yeah, so what's the issue with that? You're trying to shame me? You're dark shaming me? Is that what you're trying to do here?
No, just it's a little odd.
Yeah, all right.
Are you that way? I mean, like when we come over, well, Coop doesn't know this, but
he's never been over.
When we come over to the Casa de Maller for the non-Christmas party, it's bright in there. There's lots of lights going on. You could see. Yeah. Is that uncomfortable for you to be in that situation?
Well, I don't control the lighting when there's a party.
It's your house, isn't it?
The party planner controls that.
Don't you party, set the mood, dark, you know, there's a little music
going?
If it was
up to me, there would be no one there. So there would be no need for lighting. But,
that's not true because, Eddie, we walked in, remember, the lights were bright and Ben was holding a baby.
I know, and he was smiling.
Who is this guy?
That's exactly what I said. Who the hell is this guy holding the baby?
My niece I was holding, yes, exactly.
He must have had a couple of those root beer beers.
Well, that's the way to do it. Yeah. You gotta make that move.
Move them up a little bit there.
Would you want to walk back the mean things you said yesterday about the Dodgers, Eddie? Would you like to walk back on those things?
I wasn't being mean. I was just being honest.
You were trolling.
And now the
news is coming out. As I predicted, you know, I am a distant.
What are you talking about? It's worse news than yesterday.
No, it's not. It's great news. It's exactly what I said.
The star pitcher of the Dodgers is going to be out 4 to 6 weeks.
Yes,
that's great news.
That's wonderful news.
That's so interesting.
I am so excited for Kershaw. He gets a little vacation. I told you yesterday, and you didn't listen to me. I usually don't. He'll be out for a month, and he's going to be out for exactly the time I expected him to be out. His innings count will go down.
If everything goes well.
That way, long term, he'll be better. This is not as serious an injury as he had last year. And knowing what a gladiator,
if anyone
what a
can
warrior Kershaw
understand,
is.
You know, the body, it's
yes.
Dr. Maller.
I have a medical degree. I got it online.
I know.
Cost me $30. Uh-huh. I'm very happy with that.
I'm a doctor.
Kershaw, he'll be back in the Dodgers. I know a lot of my guys in Minnesota were getting ready to call up and troll me because they thought the Twins were going to beat the Dodgers. And it looked pretty good. The Twins had the lead going to the eighth inning. It looked like the Twins were going to win, and I'd hear nothing but guys from the fan in Minnesota calling up to tell me how stupid I am for liking the Dodgers, and now none of those people will call. None of them will call because Cody Bellinger unloaded to dead center field a meatball from some Twins relief pitcher.
Hey, Bartolo didn't take the loss, did he?
No, he actually pitched.
So he can stay in the league a little longer.
I don't know, though. The Twins traded for a starting pitcher. So they got to get rid of somebody in the rotation. Who are you going to get rid of? Wouldn't you get rid of Colon?
No. Get rid of some other stiff. Keep Bartolo. We got to keep him.
But here's my plan. Right? So you're looking at that one.
You got to get the Dodgers sign him when he's released? He replaces Kershaw?
It's possible. It's possible.
God, let that happen.
I want Colon. The Twins are likely not a playoff team. Let's be realistic here. They're a 500 team. You don't make the playoffs when you're 500. So I would like to see Bartolo Colon get released by the Twins, and then how about the Dodgers? How about the Astros? How about the Cubs? I want high profile. I want legit playoff team. That's what I want for Bartolo. I need that. I need a high profile. Now, if the Twins are going to make the playoffs, I don't project the Twins in the playoffs, then he can stay in Minnesota. But, yeah, the Dodgers did help Bartolo out early. He had a six-pitch first inning. It's six pitches.
Well, he had some food waiting for him in the clubhouse.
Is that right? He had to, yeah. There you go.
Didn't want to get cold.
Bartolo doing his thing. Oh, I want to go back to Derrick Rose. I saw an amazing factoid, Eddie. This will blow your mind. I know you're – be prepared. And you listening, your mind's going to be blown.
Hold on.
Here,
let me put the seatbelt on here.
All right. Relax. Ralph Lawler? Okay, here it is. This is very exciting.
I'm strapped in for this big news.
Now, aside from Russell Westbrook, who was this year's MVP, if you go back from 2009 to 2016, an eight-year block of time, every most valuable player in that eight-year period of time is now on either Cleveland or Golden State. With Derrick Rose signing with the Cavaliers, agreeing to a contract, you had Steph Curry, a couple of MVPs. You had Durant, LeBron, a handful of MVPs, and Derrick Rose. All those guys combined for eight MVPs. They are all either on Golden State or Cleveland. So
not bad.
That means Russell Westbrook has to then eventually end up on Golden State or Cleveland for that to continue the trend.
I don't see that happening, unfortunately. But that's a nice stat.
You
that's
don't
a little nugget.
That?
It didn't you know, blow me away.
It's not a stat.
Away,
it's a fun fact.
Fun fact. It is a fun fact.
Oh, bye.
Very fun.
8 years of most valuable players all on two teams. It's amazing. It's a fun factoid is what it is.
Super team.
It's a dazzling fact.
Cleveland's back to being a super team.
Yeah, Derrick Rose. He's back. He's so excited. What did I read somewhere? Somebody went back and looked at the Instagram post of Kyrie Irving, and nobody on the Cleveland Cavaliers has liked a Kyrie Irving Instagram post since July 10th. What does that mean? Does that mean that
clearly they all hate his guts.
Yes.
That's what it means.
I agree. I mean, if you don't like another man's Instagram post, this is a sign of anarchy, is what it is. And clearly, there has been a revolt against Kyrie Irving. Because these guys are on Instagram all the time. They don't need to go on dating services. They just check out all the booty models on Instagram, and it's date city. You know, and both parties are good with that. Both parties are like, the women are, let's do it. Here we go. Bend over here. There you go. There's a photo. All right. I got a date. Bam. Done. Right?
Hey, where are the white women at?
They're all over the place. Apparently on Instagram, I guess. All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It is almost here. You can almost taste it. The NFL exhibition season, which always sounds a lot better than it is. Sounds a lot better than it is. We're 9 days away from the Hall of Fame game. The Cowboys and Cardinals will kick it off. The exhibition contest that'll kick off next Thursday, August 3rd, if the turf is playable for the first ever Thursday night Hall of Fame game. They usually played that game on the weekend, but now they'll play it on Thursday, which I guess means if the field's not playable, they can wait a couple of extra days and then maybe get the game in by Sunday, possibly. But with all that as the backdrop, there are still some teams doing last-minute shopping, trying to add on to their roster, get players into camp. Not everyone's in training camp yet, but pretty much everyone will be in by the end of the week. And if you are the Chargers, the newly minted Los Angeles Chargers, you need a backup quarterback. Who are you going to call? A, Johnny Manziel, right out of rehab. B, Colin Kaepernick, who's doing some social justice work somewhere, or RG3. Who the hell knows where he's been? All right. The answer, I assume you have not heard about this. Maybe you have. The answer is Robert Griffin III. This is not a joke. This is not a story on The Onion. This is accurate. Robert Griffin III is going to work out for the Chargers later on Tuesday. That is what we have learned here. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Now, this is going to be the first workout since RG3 crashed and burned in a Cleveland Browns uniform back in March when they finally let him go after the season. And they waited a few extra weeks, and then they said, thank you. Goodbye. It's not you. It's us. Do not call us. We won't call you. You're good. We're good. And that's how that's going to go down. So now he's headed to Los Angeles, RG3, or Orange County, the OC, to work out for the LA Chargers. And Philip Rivers, we know he's going to be the starter again and again and again for the Bolts. But they have no established backup unless you are a big Kellen Clemens fan. And if you like Kellen Clemens, chances are you are somehow related to him or you went to college with him. Because if you have none of those things in relation to Clemens, then chances are you are not all that excited and jazzed up for this particular backup quarterback. So the question becomes this. How confident can you be that Robert Griffin III, should he be added, his addition would be an improvement for the Chargers? Now, we'll go by the scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the most confident. The Mather scale of confidence, I'm going to go at 2. I'm going to go at 2 on RG3. This move by the Chargers is obviously a couple things. It's perplexing, and it is also tabloid-friendly. It's perplexing and tabloid-friendly, and I'll walk you through this. First of all, Robert Griffin III, if you look at his body of work in the NFL, he has been the most fragile quarterback in the league. It's not my opinion. It is a fact. Robert Griffin III had an amazing run of games with the Redskins as a rookie. However, look at the calendar. It's 2017 now. We're going back to 2012. That magic carpet ride for Dan Snyder's Redskins, looking back, one-hit wonder. It was a wonderful hit, but you got to come up with another tune, and he's only got one song. That's it. And you look at what's happened and what's transpired since. We often joke around about great gladiators like Blake Griffin in other sports who get hurt and have some bad luck. This is not bad luck with Robert Griffin III. This is who he has become. He can't stay on the field. And when he has played, if he was at a restaurant, he would be serving up nothing burgers. That's what he'd be serving up on the menu, because that's what you get. He was 9-6 as a rookie. He had that ridiculous, out of this world, otherworldly performance when it comes to yards per attempt. I think he led the NFL, was close to leading the NFL, if I remember, in yards per attempt with the Redskins, which is a very important stat, and an interception percentage. We're talking about a really dominating performance. And then the floor gave out underneath RG3. It's like a vaudeville comedy act, and he went crumbling down. In the years since that rookie campaign with the Redskins, RG3 has started 25 games. He's 6-19, his record as a starting quarterback since then. And you can say, well, that's only part of the story. You can't go by the wins-loss record for a quarterback. I hear that from time to time when it doesn't back up the argument of some people. So let's look at the numbers. Robert Griffin III, in the career since that rookie year, has 22 touchdowns, 21 interceptions, in his past 25 games. His yards per pass attempt is a pedestrian 7.7 yards per attempt. Actually, a little less than that. So it's like a little less than 7.1 per attempt. His quarterback rating since his rookie year, how about 81, which is well below even an average quarterback in the NFL. So you add all that up, you add the fact that he is a walking Band-Aid, and he cannot complete passes consistently from the pocket. That's been one of the problems that he's had. The word is perplexing that the Chargers are going to consider RG3. Secondly, now that the Chargers have arrived in Los Angeles, and they've got a new city and all this, RG3, the devil's advocate part of it is, this is, from that perspective, the new market, this is a very good addition. Not from a football standpoint, but because if you actually have to play RG3, it's a nightmare. But just having him on your roster is very tabloid-friendly. Right? RG3, without doing anything of note on the field, has been a regular in the gossip world. So our buddies over at TMZ, I know, are very excited about that. And he would be great for talk radio. And even though RG3 cannot play at a high level, I would endorse the addition as a backup, and Phillip Rivers at some point is going to need to miss a game or two, and then RG3 will be there, waiting in the shadows. Now, the final word here. I was trying to figure out, like, what's the connection? Like, what is the connection? Now, the Chargers have somebody named Anthony Lynn, who is their new head coach. I have no idea who this is, but apparently he's the head coach of the Chargers, and we are told that he was convinced with a Jedi mind trick by Pep Hamilton, who's been a longtime assistant coach and was with the Colts and with the Browns. He's bounced around, was at Stanford for a while, And Pep Hamilton supposedly is the one that twisted Lynn's arm and convinced him to give RG3 a tryout. And the selling point was, hey, this is going to be like Tyrod Taylor in Buffalo. Because Lynn used to be apparently in Buffalo, and so they worked with Taylor. Keep in mind, though, that Tyrod Taylor was nothing to post on social media about. If you're a Bills fan, you know, and the numbers are there. He was an average NFL quarterback. Taylor was 18th in quarterback rating and much lower in things like completion percentage and yards per attempt and touchdown passes and passing yards and all that. The numbers were not that great for Tyrod Taylor. But we do have now, and depending on how it goes later on Tuesday, we could see Robert Griffin III by the end of the week sign a contract with the Los Angeles Chargers of Orange County in San Diego and Riverside in San Bernardino County. And then, did I get them all in? I think I got them all in. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. Edmund Dallas Steamboat Willie Garcia, a season ticket holder to the Los Angeles Chargers. How's this going over, Eddie, in the Garcia household? Is everything okay? I know your wife's like a Supercharger fan.
She is.
Is she okay with this?
She did ask me, why the hell are they bringing him in? And I said, well, Kellen Clemens, I mean,
yeah.
He's just as sucky as him, so why not, I guess.
It'd be a suck fest over there with the Charger backup quarterback.
There's
race.
No good backup quarterback there, so.
Yeah. Well, I love this because it triggers the Colin Kaepernick fans.
I was waiting for that.
They've now been triggered, because it's now, I see RG3 can get a tryout, but not Kaepernick. They're going nuts. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The funny thing about this, the Kaepernick supporters, they don't even realize what they're doing is answering their own question. The reason Kaepernick's not getting signed is because the reaction. Nobody's talking about RG3 comparably to Colin Kaepernick, but people going around unhinged because Colin Kaepernick did not get brought in to work out by the Chargers. I mean, it kind of answers your own question. Why? Because of all of the noise around Colin Kaepernick. It's kind of answering your own question.
Well, I think, look, I don't know. I would love to know what Colin Kaepernick is looking for in a contract. I mean, if he's willing to sign for absolutely anything, if he comes out and says, I'll sign for the league minimum.
Well, why would he do that? He left $12 million in San Francisco.
Well, I'm just saying this could very well be a financial consideration. What are you going to pay a backup quarterback? I mean, why would you pay him much of anything?
Just using logic here. I know there's counter arguments on both sides for Kaepernick, but if you left the 49ers and you had $12 million, you could have conceivably gotten, you left on the table, then why would you then take the minimum from someone else? It doesn't make any financial sense.
But I understand, but that's what I'm saying. That's why I think he's not getting any offers, because he's not willing to play for what a normal backup quarterback would make.
How would Kaepernick even go over in L.A.? Would people love Colin Kaepernick? Is L.A. a town that would embrace his anti-pig, police rhetoric and love of communism and his hatred of the U.S. government? Would that go over well in L.A.? Would that play
Well, I don't know if it goes over well anywhere, but I think it would be more acceptable here than in other places.
But wouldn't you agree that the Chargers, because they left San Diego, in a great town in San Diego, and now I know there'll be a good number of people that do make the trek up I-5 from San Diego to go to games still, but it's not going to be that many comparatively. So they're in a race with the Rams. It's a two-horse race. Now, will both of them survive? That's not a guarantee that both of them survive in the L.A. market. They've got to win the hearts, minds, and souls of the fans in the greater L.A. area. Would Kaepernick do any real damage? Does it not matter? They could sign anybody if they win. Doesn't matter?
No, I would say that he's not worth the trouble.
Okay. All right. Well,
if you can get another guy who's just as good, in air quotes, why would you bring him in?
Well, RG3 is not good, though.
No, he's not. But I'm saying
the great majority
of backup quarterbacks in the NFL are not good.
Yeah, that's true. Like if Philip Rivers got hurt,
they're screwed.
Yeah, whether RG3 or Colin Kaepernick or Kellen Clemens plays, that's
right.
That's it.
Jimmy Garoppolo is a rare exception, if you think he's as good as a lot of people think.
According to some of these heartfelt notes coming out of unnamed sources around the Patriots,
I know.
He's better than Tom Brady now.
I know. Come on, stop it.
Man, my guys in the Boston area know how to embellish. They are master embellishers. They are all about the puffery. just like this Red Sox third baseman they're calling up is going to play in Tuesday's game. This guy's the greatest third baseman since Wade Boggs. You watch. He's going to light the world on fire. Forget Mike Lowell. We're going to go back to Wade Boggs. That's how great this Devers or whatever. I think it's Devers.
Mike Lowell. Good name.
Name from the past.
I love those. I don't know why baseball names that you haven't thought of in a while, when I hear them, it just makes me smile.
Really? Just all old baseball names?
Yeah. Mike Lowell. Haven't thought about that guy in years.
Why would you think about
him? I don't know, but I mean, he was a very well-known baseball player.
Better Red Sox, Mike Lowell or Kevin Youkilis, the Greek god of walks?
I think, isn't Kevin Youkilis Tom Brady's brother-in-law, by the way? Didn't he marry one of Tom Brady's sisters?
I think you're right on that.
Ah, boy. I would guess I would go Mike Lowell.
Yeah. But Youkilis was more of a legend because he was in Moneyball. Wasn't he mentioned in Moneyball that Billy Beane loved?
Yeah, something about walks.
Yeah.
Because he was a big walk guy.
Yeah. Very important. I walk a lot, too.
So do I, every day.
If they wrote Moneyball now, they'd talk about my walking ability.
Brother.
I have Pro Bowl-level walking ability. That's right. If you just judge me on my ability to walk, I believe I'm a fringe first-round pick. I could even be a high first-round pick based on my walk ability.
I am such a radio loser.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
And it is another Maller to the third degree. We bring in Coop DeLu.
Before the NCAA investigation and the escort scandal, Ole Miss had a pretty successful football program. Well, now that Hugh Freeze has resigned amid his escort scandal, some rough times ahead are expected for Ole Miss football. Now, a number of recruits have already decommitted, but there are reports that Les Miles is interested in the job vacated by Freeze. Ben, how quickly do you think Miles could turn things around for the program?
Well, what's your definition of turnaround? I guess you have to answer that first. Ole Miss, whether they hire Les Miles or not, and I would hire him right now if Les Miles really wants this job, and there are reports that he is very interested. In fact, he's traveling supposedly to meet with some Ole Miss officials about the job. If that's accurate, I would hire him in a second. But Ole Miss is going to continue on a similar course, whether they hire Les Miles or not. A, the power structure, the way it's set up in the Southeastern Conference, is not going to change. It's not going to change very much at all, where you have a certain number of teams that are contenders every year, and then you've got a second tier of teams like Ole Miss that seemingly have a really good team every 6 to 10 years, if not longer than that. I don't foreshadow that shifting because of Les Miles if he were to be hired. But the big difference is part B of this. The big sea change with Les Miles will be the ability to have a clearinghouse of NFL-ready players. Now, Ole Miss has sent their share of players to the National Football League, but Les Miles is at a different level. The work that he put in, the Midas touch that he has, is taking talented high school football players and getting them NFL draft ready is legendary. LSU was better at pumping out NFL ready players for the draft than Alabama when Les Miles was on the sidelines in Baton Rouge. So the Mad Hatter would be a great hire. It would be a retribution situation, a retaliation against Louisiana State. And that's always fun. When you got a coach who's out for blood, that's a cool thing. That's, again, it's not going to be a case where Ole Miss is in the national championship all the time. You also have the NCAA, which is going to come in there, and the guardians of college football are going to put a bunch of sanctions in. But Les Miles would be a wonderful addition. And you could argue the top coach that they've had at Ole Miss ever in the modern times. All right, next.
There's been a lot of chatter recently about the disparity between contracts for NBA and MLB players versus the top NFL players. Now, it certainly sparked some animosity around the NFL. The NFL Players Association released a video over the weekend urging players to, quote, save now, fight later, hinting at a potential work stoppage when the current CBA expires in 4 years. Ben, do you think that we'll see a big-time strike and miss games like we did in 87?
No, I don't. I would set the odds at less than 10% that happens. And it's the same argument. The argument has not changed. The argument has not changed over the years. The players have changed. These guys, most of these guys weren't even alive in 1987 when this was all going down back in the day. Number one, the majority of NFL players will not have the stick-to-itness to make this happen. You got to lock in your bunker. Now, for the top 5% of NFL players at each position, they have a big enough war chest where they can save money, put that in there, and save it for a rainy day or a strike. But the vast majority of NFL players, even though they make a ton of money, they are living paycheck to paycheck because they are also bankrolling a bunch of relatives and hangers-on that are, you know, needing the assistance of their big fat checks from the NFL. So it's a high-stakes game of chicken, and the NFL owners are always going to have more money than the players. They're always going to have more money than the players, so it becomes an issue of this. The argument is, it's a very hard sell to go to an NFL player and say, you got to be nasty, you got to be mean, and more importantly, you have to lock in. You have to lock in and be willing to go out and miss an entire year plus of NFL games because the career is so short. The real benefit, if NFL players miss time, they don't get the benefit of it. It's the next generation of NFL players. It's great for your legacy. It's wonderful for your legacy. But those massive checks, the Mickey Mouse dollars that go into your piggy bank, you're not going to get the real benefit of that. That's going to be somebody else. You got to have a lot of resolve to make that happen. I don't foreshadow that taking place for the NFL players of today. Next!
Reports are suggesting that it was an angry LeBron that leaked Kyrie's desire to be traded. Now, if true, LeBron hooked someone up with a great scoop.
Yes, scoopage.
Yes, Ben. Yeah. What were a couple of the best scoops that you had when you were running your rumor website?
Well, I had a lot of fun back in the day, and because that was before social media. So if you wanted to get a gossipy sports story out, there were only a couple of websites that were doing it, and I in the old west of the internet, and so I have some wonderful memories. But the two that are my favorite, at least right now as you ask me this question, there are others, but the two that stand out, my personal favorites, first of all, we'll start with the NBA who slapped Latrell Sprewell, who was playing for the Minnesota Timberwolves. They gave him a one-game suspension. This goes back to the early 2000s because he yelled a sexually explicit term to a female fan on what he thought she should be doing. Now, that story was a BenMaller.com story, and we got Latrell Sprewell. Well, he actually got himself suspended. But if we had not reported on it, I had a source at the NBA who told me the league office was not going to do anything. They were unaware of that, and they got it from our website. Of course, that happened over the weekend. They waited till Monday morning to make the announcement. That's how the NBA does. The NBA guys all hang out over the weekend. They do their thing, and then they shut down over the weekend, the league office. And then secondly, Stephen A. Smith, he was just starting his TV career at the four-letter as a blowhard, and he was also writing for a newspaper in Philadelphia, and I had a hot tip at a USC football game. Stephen A. Smith, who was not a big name at that time, was so paranoid about hecklers that he had two armed security guards escort him into the urinal at the Coliseum press box. The press box, where there's nothing but media people there. One stood by as he whizzed, and the other one, they stood guard outside the bathroom. The only other person, Coop, I've seen that have that happen was a soccer player named David Beckham. That's it. No one else. I've seen other famous people over the years, but Stephen A. Smith and David Beckham. Those are a couple.
You don't want to make an enemy out of me.
Clearly not. There it is, Maller to the third degree. That was all over the place. He is not happy with me, Stephen A. He actually ended up working here after that. It was slightly uncomfortable. All right, there it is, Maller to the third degree. How did we do?
Benny Passes edition.
Woo! That's a winner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com and within the iHeartRadio app. Now, Maller's Mountain of Money.
Good Lord, that's a lot of money.
Do you have what it takes to get to the top? Probably not.
And it is Maller's Mountain of Money, the Lincoln Park edition of Maller's Mountain of Money. And let's welcome in our contestants for this week's edition. And we say hello to Steve, who is in St. Paul. Hello, Steve. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a sec. Let me punch up the right line. Steve, are you there, Steve?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, there you go. All right, Steve. And what do you do there in St. Paul?
I work in a warehouse, supervisor, third shift warehouse lead.
There you go. How many people are working at the warehouse right now?
It's actually just me on the overnights.
Just you. You're a one-man machine.
That's true.
Look at exactly. Who are you supervising if you're the only one there?
There you go. Just myself.
So in a way,
you're doing a great job.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to worry about someone underneath you not listening to you. No, you don't.
I really think you should give yourself a raise.
If I could, I would. Trust me.
I like that. That's great. I'm the overnight supervisor. Oh yeah, who do you supervise? Oh, I'm the only one. That's awesome. All right, hold on a sec, Steve. Steve, the overnight supervisor at the warehouse in St. Paul. And you will be going against John the Pie Guy. Hello, John the Pie Guy.
Hello, Ben. How's it going
What's
tonight?
What's going on, John? We haven't seen you in a while, John.
I've been trying to call, but just work schedule lately. You haven't been able to fit me in at the end. Got a lot of regulars, I understand.
Yeah, very packed. That last hour, my God, it's just so busy. So, so busy.
Yeah, it's hard to get on.
We're doing God's work. We really are. Wait, you know what we haven't heard from is that guy Helmet Man hasn't called in a while. Right? We haven't heard from
Helmet Man, Hollerin' James. My prayers are with you. I hope you all are well and Flex is as well.
Yeah. All right. Well, John the Pie Guy, you're still dishing up pies, yes? You're still in the pie business?
Of course.
Yeah.
One of these days I might just have one dropped off at the front steps there and walk away.
Oh, and walk away. All right. Well, you don't have to walk away. Yeah, there's no need to walk away.
Well, you never know.
All right. Well, John, hold on a sec. John the Pie Guy. And
You think Steve knows that one of his employees is on the phone with a radio show right now?
I know. That's a good point. Steve, hold on a sec. Now, Steve, well, you realize that you're in management here. What if your employees find out that you have called a radio show? They're not going to be very happy about this.
Well, as long as I win, they'll be all right.
They'll be okay. Now, is everyone in the warehouse listening? Do we have everyone in the warehouse listening?
I don't even think they're up right now. The next shift don't come in until 6 o'clock.
So. I want a big shout-out to everybody at the warehouse in St. Paul listening to Steve. I think your boss is great. Steve's doing a wonderful job. Yeah, just outstanding. All right, Steve, who do you want to partner up with, Steve? You can play with me, Ben. You got Eddie, Danny G, or the Coupe Da Loop.
Let's go with Danny G.
All right. Danny G is in, so it'll be Steve and Danny G Radio. Hold on a sec. And John the Pie Guy. John, who would you like to partner up with?
Well, for the 15-plus years of entertainment you have given me, I will pick you, Ben.
That's a good job by you, John the Pie Guy. We are going to slash down Danny G Radio.
No.
We are going to win just like banana cream pie.
You guys are up against some bosses, overnight bosses.
No.
I got to go look at the ticket.
All right. Now, see, the problem is Steve's going to have to leave in the middle of the game because one of his employees is going to need some assistance in the warehouse, and then he's gonna leave. So. All right, so we got.
No, we're all good.
All right, another week with Eddie not playing Mallers Mountain Money. Let the record show that we've got John.
You have a chance this week, Ben.
John
Congratulations,
the Pie Guy and me. I win every week. That's all I do.
That's another life.
Winner,
Ben
winner,
Mallers.
Winner, winner. Yes. All right. Well, let's get started. So, Koopa Loop and Eddie, you guys will be in charge of everything. We have the Linkin Park edition.
Yes, in honor of Chester Bennington, who passed away earlier this week.
Well, he killed himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the end, these are the categories. Steve from St. Paul and Danny G will be going first, so you choose the first category. The categories are, in the end, One Step Closer, Somewhere I Belong, and Easier to Run.
All right, Steve, you called in first, so what do you got?
Let's go In the End.
All right.
All right, John the Pie Guy, which one are you going to pick?
What was the last category?
Easier to Run.
I will go with the first category. I don't even remember what it was.
Okay, your choices are One Step Closer, Somewhere I Belong, and Easier to Run.
Somewhere I Belong.
Okay. All right, so Steve and Danny G will be starting first. The category is In the End. These guys retired as champions. We need the first and last name. You have 45 seconds on the clock.
Right.
Are you ready?
Here we go, Steve.
Yep.
All right, begin.
Eli's older brother, the greatest ever.
Peyton Manning.
Yes. President of the Broncos, just got a big new deal.
John Elway.
Yes. The Admiral of the Spurs, one of the greatest.
David Robinson.
Former Giant sack master, gap front.
Michael Strahan.
Yes. The bus from the Steelers.
Jerome Bettis.
Yes. One of the greatest coaches of college basketball of all time from UCLA. Wrote a million books. Everybody looks up to him. Tons of sayings from Mr. Blank.
Oh,
he won all those. He led UCLA to all those championships. Okay, skip.
Skip.
Mike Tyson said he was going to eat this British heavyweight.
Evander Holyfield.
No, the British boxer, heavyweight champion. Think of Cool J. What's the?
Man, started so well.
Yeah. And they got done in at the end. There, you got to finish. You got to finish, Danny. You didn't finish the game.
What else could I say about John Wooden?
I'm happy. You did
a pyramid of success.
I thought you did a great job. I thought it was wonderful.
I got 160, Coop. What do you got?
I also have 160. Okay. Yes.
All right.
Lennox Lewis was the other one.
Right, yeah, that Lennox Lewis, not easy. But
John the Pie Guy, let's show him how it's done, like a perfectly baked banana cream pie. Let's do it right now. Yes? All right. Time on the clock.
All right. Your category is Somewhere I Belong. These athletes spent their entire career with one team.
All right.
45 seconds on the clock.
John, put the weed down for at least a minute, okay? Here we go.
I haven't even touched it all day today.
All right. I'm very proud of you. All right. Here we go.
And begin.
All right. Quarterback for the Dolphins in the 1980s. Number
three. Dan Marino.
That is accurate. Running back for the Chicago Bears in the 80s is well known as Sweetness. Number 34 for the
pass.
Point guard for the
Spurs. Walter Payton.
Correct. Point guard for the Spurs currently playing out of France. Point guard for San Antonio. That is correct. Celtic center in the 1960s won the most championships of all time.
Bill Russell.
That is accurate. A Jewish Dodger pitcher in the 1960s. Left-hander for
Danny
Trofax. That is accurate. Redskins defensive back in the 1990s. Played 16 years. One of the fastest men in NFL history.
Clinton Portis.
No. A pass. Yankees catcher in the 70s died in a plane crash. Legendary Yankee.
Thurman Munson.
Yeah! You got it. Nice. Did not think he was going to get that one.
Wow. And good job. Good job by you.
Thanks to Thurman Munson. That's a 100-pointer. So
would have been a tie if you didn't get Munson there.
260 for John and Ben, 160 for Danny and Steve.
That's huge, John.
You were looking for Daryl Green.
Yeah, Daryl Green.
Daryl Green.
You don't even know who that is. You never heard of Daryl Green? Okay, all right. Well, you're a young guy, John the Pie Guy, right? Yeah?
Yeah, I'm 30. I'm 30. I didn't watch the NFL until like 95.
Okay. Well, he was playing in 95, but it doesn't matter. All right, listen. It's a good job by you. And we'll pause for the cause here. Is that what we'd like to do?
Yeah.
All right, we'll pause for the cause. The good guys are in the lead, John the Pie Guy and me. And then Danny and the warehouse supervisor, Steve, who we love very much. We love the fact that he's a supervisor of no one. We have them in the number two spot. So we'll have the conclusion of Maller's Mountain of Money. We'll get to that. We'll do it now. And right back to it we go. It's Maller's Mountain of Money. The Lincoln Park edition, and John the Pie Guy playing alongside me, Ben, and we've got the lead, Danny G Radio, with Steve, the warehouse supervisor, are behind. So, Coop, now I would assume Danny's going to go, yes?
That's correct.
That's how the protocol normally works.
Steve, yes? You are behind, so you will go first. Do you have either one step closer or easier to run?
Easier to run.
Steve's going to go easier to run.
All right, okay. And that'll leave John the Pie Guy with one step closer.
Once again, a 100-point lead for Ben and John right now.
That is correct.
All right, easier to run. These athletes were/are considered the fastest in their sport.
Fastest. All right, here we go.
45 seconds on the clock. Ready, begin.
NFL quarterback went to jail for killing dogs.
Michael Vick.
Yes, the Wizards' current star in Washington.
John Wall.
Yes. One of the Yankees' big two home run hitters way back in the day. Not Maris. The other one.
Yogi Berra?
No, not Maris. The other guy with Maris. Let's skip.
Don't curse.
Skip. Okay. His initials and 2000. He was the big rusher for the Titans back in the day.
Chris Johnson.
Yes. The Jet played for the Rockets. He's on set with Shaq.
Dave Smith?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Dallas Cowboys traded him for like a whole bunch of players.
Herschel Walker.
Yeah, yes. Wow. Right.
The Kansas City Chiefs. Just ran out of time for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, Tyreek Hill. He did pretty well, I guess, relatively. No,
spent too much time on Mickey Mantle.
Yeah, Mantle was a tough one.
Is that 210, Coop? Did I do the math right there?
No,
I
guess not at all.
Mantle maybe should have been harder than 30.
What do you mean not at all?
Yeah. I have 370. What do you?
370?
It's 210.
All right. I know you really want it to be that high, but I don't
know. How
could
it possibly be 210?
Well,
he had 160.
Herschel and Chris Johnson and Herschel Walker, that's...
All right, the math is
he's
radio. It's radio. There's no math.
Yeah. Oh, I'm doing their grand total.
I'm sorry. Guys.
All right, so it's 370.
Not trigonometry.
So it is 370. You had 220 that round. Total.
I thought Coop was going 370 for that round.
I did too. Okay.
It's not trigonometry.
Sorry about
that. So 370. Yeah. We got to get 110 to win this. Over 110. You ready, John the Pie Guy?
I am ready.
All right. What's this
one step closer. These athletes fell one step shy of the championship game.
Let's bring it home, John. Like a nice apple pie. A la mode.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. All right.
Okay. All right, ready and begin.
All right, the center fielder for the Mariners in the 90s, a Hall of Famer, known as the Kid. John?
Ken Griffey Jr.
That is correct. All right, point guard for the Suns out of Canada, two-time MVP in the 2000s. That is accurate. Running back for the Rams in the 1980s, had the Jerry Curl, number 29, L.A. Rams.
Eric,
that's correct. Michigan Fab Five. Timeout. He called the timeout.
Chris Webber.
That is accurate. Quarterback for the Oilers back in the 90s. Canadian. That accurate.
That's a winner.
That's a winner. All right.
Right. Got it.
Want to keep going or
five
no?
5 seconds left.
Nice. Yeah, doesn't matter. played for Duke, the Pistons, the Magic.
It.
Always hurt.
Grant Hill.
Yeah, all right. We would have won. We won anyway. There it is. And you know who the winner is?
That's the winner.
That's the winner. That's right. Good job, John the Pie Guy.
Good game, Steve.
Yes, you did get a golden ticket. Congratulations to John the Pie Guy, your own golden ticket. Congratulations on that. We'll play the big sound effect here and make it official.
I've got a golden ticket.
Just in case that guy Andy in Indiana is listening, that only lasts 30 days, John. So if you don't use it in the next 30 days, that's it.
Okay, you got it.
Good game, fellas.
Thank you, Ben. Have a good rest of the show.
All right, thank you, John. There he goes, John the Pie Guy. Steve, get back to managing all those employees in the warehouse. All right? We don't want anyone to be upset with you. So
hey,
please.
Steve, go read a John Wooden book.
All right, thanks.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weeknights at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, a zero chance. That would be Charles Barkley, who ran into a TMZ paparazzo at LAX, and Charles Barkley asked about the Lakers' playoff chances, and he said, hell no for the Laker playoff chances was the response of Sir Charles, which is accurate, although I'm glad that many Laker fanboys who I work with believe the Lakers are a playoff team because I will win more money. And I like that. I will make any wager you want that the Lakers will not be in the playoffs. I bet they will. I will take that action. I am open to do that. Danny G.
You still didn't take the bet that was on the table for your Clippers.
What, did the Clippers will be a playoff team?
No, it was the 51-50. You said...
The 51-50? I don't even remember that.
Remember, I told you, I offered you the bet, and you said, yeah, I'll do it, but closer to the season.
Okay, it's not closer to the season. Well, it's not. It's July.
Well, why do you have to wait if you're so sure that your Clippers are better than they were last year?
It's closer to the season than it was when he made that statement.
Look at Coop. That's Coop's like, oh, wait a minute. But, all right, I'll bet you both right now, $100, Lakers don't make the playoffs. I say no.
No,
you say yes.
That's not the bet.
Do you want that bet, though? Do you want that bet?
No.
I agree with Barkley.
No.
So you don't believe they'll be a playoff team?
You and your Condors are 7 years ahead.
It's not about the Clippers.
Of the Lakers. Yes, it is.
It's not about the Clippers.
Yeah, it is.
It's not. You always bring it back to the Clippers.
No, I don't.
Charles Barkley was not asked about the Clippers.
I don't care about Charles Barkley.
That's why I bring it up the story, because Barkley was asked about the Lakers.
But then you talked about bets. We already have a bet on the table.
We don't have any bet on the
yes,
table.
Yes, we do.
There's no bet confirmed. Oh. This is a different bet. I want you right now on the record, Danny G, $100 bet. Lakers are in the playoffs. You say yes,
no.
I say no.
I did a Lakers bet
you
with you last
bet.
Year.
All right?
It's your turn to
Coop,
do a Clippers
$100
bet.
$100 bet. Lakers are a playoff team. You say yes, I say no. Take the bet, yes or no?
I'm not taking a bet all right, with you ever again.
Neither
ever
one
about
of these
anything.
Guys. Gosh. Neither one of these weasels believes in the
go.
Lakers.
Here
neither
I don't
one of these
in
guys.
Your ability
you
to
guys,
pay out a bet
you
when
you
lose.
Don't believe these guys are playoff
in.
Teams. You my the Laker
you
fan. You guys
it
are
it has nothing to do with the Lakers.
Historians.
It has to do with. Your frugalness and your
not
and
a
your
playoff
weaselness.
Team, not
weaselness.
A playoff
yes.
team, and you know they're not
Where,
a playoff team.
Where's the
team?
Connor? Yeah. You're an effing weasel.
You have no you have no belief in your squad. None.
Yeah, this coming
None.
From the guy who will not
None.
Bet
None.
On the team that was supposed to go to the finals last year.
You have no confidence
according
in
to
your
you.
Squad, and again, you're embarrassing yourself.
Not at all.
You have no integrity.
Our
you're
team, our team is just
yourself.
Being put together
Mr.
right now.
Mr. Red Herring.
Your window's closing.
You have bread coming down from heaven. Why would you not make the playoffs? Like Kendarius Caldwell Pope,
nope.
bread coming down from the heavens.
Who?
It's in the Bible. I don't know. Whatever the hell guy's name. I've never heard of the guy. I don't know. The Pistons didn't want him anymore, but the Lakers apparently think he's like bread falling out of the heavens. We'll get to Sight the Bite, the great sports radio mystery, more phone calls, the whole thing. We'll do it all in 60 seconds. No long commercial break. Can't believe I'm upset for these guys. I mean, they don't believe in the Lakers. But first, let's find out what's trending.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.